2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is August 14th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and, whoa, Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Do I hear everybody out there?
Oh.
What do I hear out there? Boo.
Got the boo horn.
She was a little slow, on the uptake there. Well, you could have did it. The heck is your problem, VP? That was. You sounded like a sick cow. Speaking of cows, did you guys all hear that? Do that again for us, Carrie.
Boo!
Wow. What do you call a cow that won't give milk? A milk dud. Yesterday, right at the end of the hour, I was actually talking about Mancow when I was on his radio show, and I couldn't track with the guy in his radio program. And then all of a sudden I started thinking, you know, why does a cow have a bell? Now, a cow has a bell because his horns don't work.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, wait a second, so we just jumped from Mancow, not able to track with him, as I'm playing with my listeners at that time. And during this time, other guy, which... It's too bad that you had to show up today.
I apologize.
I mean, it's great that you showed up
today.
Is
the atmosphere insalubrious?
It's very insalubrious. But anyways, back to the cows. And then all of a sudden, I started thinking of all of this cow business. And then I look up on the screen, and the eighth grader back, I mean, ooh, the producer back there, put up on the screen, what do you call a cow with no legs? And then I looked up there, and it said, ground beef. And I started thinking, whoa, a little late.
That's quite an audience.
There's no redemption here, okay, VP? No redemption.
That's right.
Right. So after I said, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. I started to think that was great. And then I thought to myself, wait, what do you call a cow with only three legs? Lean beef.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I thought it to myself, and then I started to think within myself, because this all comes back to, if I rewind, to Mancow doing his radio show in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't track with the guy. Look at all the branches off of Mancow. Just for bringing up Mancow. I mean, for example, like, what do you call an Arctic cow? You ready for this? An Eskimo. I mean, Isn't this crazy?
I'm liking it. You got any more of those?
I do. What do you call a grumpy cow? Moody. He's totally moody. Moody. Get it? You know, and then I can't contain myself. I mean, the restraints are just off of me right now. And what is white, has a horn, and gives milk? Come on. A dairy truck. A dairy truck. Oh, okay. Here, I got a couple more. What do you call a cow that has just had a calf?
I thought it was funny.
Decaffeinated. You get it, guys? These are all the branches off of my man cow conversation from yesterday, and I've been lit ever since. I've been creating all these little jokes about cows since then. I need help. Is there a bureaucracy for this?
Sounds like cow mind control.
It's totally cow-minded.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, like, for example, where do cows go on holidays? They go to New York. They go to New York. I'm consumed by cows. I love milk. I've been drinking milk ever since, too, Jake. I can't help myself. Wow. You know what? Maybe there's a Cows Anonymous. I bet there is.
There probably is. Yeah. If there's not, it'll start today.
Yes. Yes, this is great. Moo.
I'm no, doing.
Thank you. Whoa. Wait.
Get that cow out of the
studio.
I
think that cow's angry.
Where are these cows coming from?
You know what? You know who's laughing at us right now? I think a bunch of farmers right now are just thinking, this is great.
Keep singing it.
Honey, come in here. I got a good one for you. What do you call an Arctic cow? An Eskimo. An Eskimo. You know what my favorite one was? See, it's happening again. I need Cows Anonymous. Here it's happening again. I thought, you know, when I heard, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. I thought, that is great. That's lower than a snake's belly to cows, though, isn't it?
Can we get that jacket in here for Brad, though?
Oh, my goodness.
The jacket that helps hold his arms.
I can't help myself.
Got the cow dots on it.
We should call Cows Anonymous, though.
Call them. Yeah, that should be your call today.
Cows Anonymous. Yes. Actually, I want to get back to it. I'm glad you brought that up. I do want to call Westboro Baptist Church again because I do want some answers.
Yeah.
We'll try calling them again after a while.
They're under a different kind of cow control, mind control.
Cow, that's right. I don't know what kind of control
they're
under.
No, the calf that they used to worship instead of God, right?
Oh, right.
Their own,
I don't know if that's what they do, though, Jake. I mean, really, seriously, I don't know. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I just want to know where the redemption is in their message because I don't see it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'm going to give it over to you, but one more, okay?
Okay.
I have to say this. This is my fix. Can I have another glass of milk, too, by the way? Why did the cow cross the road?
You got me on that.
Because it was the chicken's day off. Guys, because it was the chicken's day off. This all was contrived from my conversation from yesterday.
Yeah. There's a lot of channels off that man.
I think I'm becoming the cow's leader now. Because when I came into the office, I seen a herd, a herd of cows coming in.
Were you leading them?
Maybe I should. I think I'm the leader of the cows.
Brad Cow Dean.
They like it, and they're waiting for the cow comedic hour.
Yes.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come right back. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Hey, guys, an Eskimo.
Sounds chilly.
Eskimo.
Sounds chilly.
Totally, yeah.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is, we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares, that sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
No.
Wow. You created an epidemic.
What, can I ask everybody in here? Are you guys hearing those cows, or is that just me?
What cows?
I have, like, cows. Listen, most people, when they sleep, they count sheep.
Sheep.
I've been counting cows. Maybe that's unusual. Maybe that's weird. Everywhere I look is cows. You know what's going through me right
Holy
now?
Holy cow.
That's right. That's a church that sits in cow. A cow that sits in church, right?
Holy
cow that sits
cow.
In church?
Yeah.
Holy
see,
cow.
I think it's starting to... The spell
see everything mean. Everything that comes out of your mouth is just cows now. Something so you said, holy cow, and I said, yeah. That's a cow that sits in church.
Can I get some more milk, too, please?
Yes.
Give me some milk.
What's an unusually stupid cow called? A moron. It's just, gosh, I'm just consumed with this. And speaking of morons, Jake, we didn't get to what you had to say here.
Is that why you brought me on? You set me up for the moron joke? What are you talking about, man?
I wasn't, because when you said, holy cow, I said, that's a cow that sits in church.
I feel like I got set up.
This is totally off base, isn't it?
Give me
it?
Some more milk, would you?
Seriously.
Thank you.
But anyways, hit the topics. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And folks, as I usually say, let's say this in concert, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, folks, all these stories that we pick up every day, as usual, sonslibertyradio.com. You go to the button that says SOL Media. And we also post all of these on Facebook at The Sons of Liberty Radio. So go to Facebook. First of all, over 1.7 million illegals are posed to come out of the shadows after this executive order that Obama brought forward.
Unlawful, might
so
I add.
What is the end of his policy? Well, lawlessness, and we're seeing it right
That's
here.
That's what he's doing. He's attacking our Constitution.
Yep. And speaking of the UN, which we've also talked about the Small Arms Treaty and the things that the UN brings out, I'm actually happy about this particular person, Mr. DeMint, has stood up now because the UN is pulling out a treaty that's the deal. It's called the Rights of the Disabled, the United Nations. That's what they're whipping out for us here at the United Nations, to bring out a convention on the rights of the disabled. Now, this calls for government agents to supersede the authority of parents of disabled children.
Yeah.
and it also covers abortion, I mean, because that has everything to do with disabled children. Has nothing to do with disabilities, Mr. DeMint said.
This is incrementalism is all it is, through ignorance totally and deception, yeah.
And we all have to realize that in Article 2, Section 2, the president shall be the commander-in-chief. He shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate. This is what people don't realize.
Well, the president can go make a treaty with the UN, and then all of a sudden we got new rules.
No.
No.
It's un-American. It's unconstitutional.
With the consent of the Senate to make treaties. So Senator DeMint is stepping up to the plate and saying that UN treaties, this is important for everybody to understand, a constitutional lesson today. UN treaties, the reason that they go for these treaties is because it erodes American sovereignty if the people fall for it.
Yeah.
But there is no sovereignty that it's eroded because the UN has no jurisdiction over America.
And let me take it a step further.
Yeah.
That precedes your thought.
Mm-hmm.
The government's purpose, America, is to ensure our rights.
That's right.
Not to eradicate them or erode them.
And so when you go, so this is the way they try to sell the car. Well, we'll create this UN and we'll all come together and it's a global policy, right? Hold on a second. I thought that America was the light of the world. Is it not economically? Is it not with the religious liberties that we have and the liberties that the people in America have?
Yeah.
People from all over the world come to America.
But you got to understand that criminals actually contrived the UN out of America.
Mm-hmm.
So
they needed America.
Why did they need another form of government?
That's
because they want an empire called a New World Order. I don't care if people believe it or not. You better open your eyes.
Our liberties threaten tyranny all over the world. Not just in America, all over the world.
That's right.
If our light goes out, then the light's out.
That's right.
And this is what DeMint said, and I'm quoting him because this is a guy you can stand behind.
And by the way, they're trying to create a government that looks just like them.
Yep.
Okay.
Because of what they have failed in Europe, because England came up and was a light, or excuse me, America was a light. America needs to be a model, says Mr. DeMint, Senator DeMint. America needs to be the model of the world. We need to be the light rather than trying to submit ourselves to other nations. And, folks, you want to check that story out. It's a very good read, and it keeps you vigilant on constitutional issues. Listen, they have no ground. The only ground they have is what you give to them. They can't even take ground.
No.
They rely upon
people by
ignorance to give ground.
Give the distinction between rights and privileges.
Yep. The privileges are, well, privileges, you have to agree. You give up a right, then you receive a privilege back from the government.
That's right.
The only way that it works.
Why would you want to do that?
Exactly. You don't need to do that.
I don't want all the liberty I have. I just want little bits of it.
That's right.
I want someone to be my daddy rather than my heavenly father.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. So through apathy, somebody else will take care of it. And folks, they will take care of it.
Let me say this. The Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve this Republic. Forget it not.
You got it.
Cool?
Amen.
So sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's
sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the SOL Media button and click away and you see the stories posted. Now, aside of that, I also wanted to interject really quick, too, before we bring up Brandy from Youngevity, that I totally lost my train of thought, and I thought it'd be really funny if I started talking about cows again.
It sounds like you've got off on a
So now, from now on, what I'll do is I'll just hide behind cows every time I mess up.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of cow dung on that Sons of Liberty SOL Media, Mr. Obama's six most outrageous statements. And this was done, many of you know, the Dinesh D'Souza movie that's coming out 2016, using Obama's own statements. There is six statements that he's made that are completely outrageous. I can read them off. You want to cover that story?
Let's without trying to heighten outrage, everything this man has done has been unconstitutional and illegal, folks.
Mm-hmm.
He is a criminal. His administration is criminal. There's nothing else I need to say.
That's right.
And what does it take for the American people to say he's broken the law? It's, well, when you read the Constitution and the laws of the Republic, you'll see who's lying to you on a daily basis.
That's right.
And it's not, by the way, it's not just the Democrats, friends. It's the Republicans doing the same bull crap.
Yep. And if the Republicans...
I'm sorry, cow dung.
Cow dung.
Sorry
cow
about
manure.
That.
Well, a bull is kind of a cow.
Was that treachery?
It? Bull? Bull is kind of a cow.
I was unfaithfulness in my allegiance to cows.
Yeah. Just be careful.
Yeah, I got one more for you. I got one more for you. Do you know why the cow jumped over the moon, Jake? Because the farmer had cold hands. The farmer had cold hands.
Okay.
Did you like that?
So the farmer must touch the cow and he jumped over the moon.
No, the cow jumped over the moon because the farmer's hands were cold.
Yeah.
That was kind of lame, wasn't it?
Yeah. Almost as lame as Mr. Obama saying, this is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility.
Do we have sound effects for cow dung, by the way?
I could make some.
No, we don't need that. That's going overboard.
Those are one of the six areas where Obama has stepped in.
But you know what?
You do.
Just go ahead and play a soundbite of Obama. That'll do the trick.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, yeah. And folks, I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm really not kidding. I can't stand the man. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. I fall in agreement with JFK's daughter. Mm-hmm. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. I can't stand hearing him. This is the same guy that said we had 57 states in our union. Go ahead, listen to this. Attaway, VP, right on the ball.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon. And over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
Yeah.
One left to go. Alaska and Hawaii, I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit.
But folks, this is before he was the president.
I mean, hello?
No,
I swear to uphold the Constitution.
But he's from America, Jake.
Of course he is. I mean, who would question that unless except a racist?
Yeah, what did his wife say? You know, the lady that's trying to get everybody thin that needs to practice what she preaches?
She was talking about...
What was her name? Michelle. See?
Sounds cow.
Oh, yes. The cows are outside. Yes. So Bradley's
cow dung and the wife of cow dung, Michelle. Okay.
Okay, so we got Michelle. And what is an unusually stupid president called? A moron.
Just can't get away from cows.
Right out of the horse's mouth. Hey, cows? I'm talking about horses now.
Horses.
Right out of the horse's mouth. What did she have to say about Mr. Moron and President?
He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test.
Hold the dough.
That's why he's president.
Hold the dough.
Or somebody's president.
His hometown out of the mouth of Michelle, Kenya? Birthers? There's something wrong with birthers the president into question about
people.
It? Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I mean...
Isn't that what Michelle said?
Like, you can actually believe his own wife.
Michelle totally told on him.
Yeah, wow.
This was before he was the president. Oh, there's no reason to vet that guy.
No.
Because if you did, then you'd be a racist.
That's true.
Wasn't it the white people that were happy about this, too? Because I thought they were.
I'm pretty sure his mother's white. That's just me.
If that's his mother. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is suspect with this Manchurian, isn't it?
She does.
Really quick, when we come back from the break, folks, I went and seen the owner, Ted Anderson of GCN, Genesis Communication Network. We sat down and had dinner with him a couple weeks back, and the first thing I said to him is, what have you been doing? And he said, what do you mean? I said, dude, you look great. I kid you negative. You look great. I said, I need to get on the plan that you're on as I'm sitting there sucking on a Coke with a lime, of course. I said, what is it that you're on? He said, longevity. We're going to come right back in a minute, and Jake and Brandy are going to explain all to you. They're going to tell you all.
Tell them.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, we were just cowing around. Boy, apparently this is overkill now. We'll tell that to the cows.
Yeah. I think we need to eat more chickens. We need to.
They're making me do this. This is extortion from the cows. But anyways.
Cows give a smell.
A couple weeks back, I met with Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communication Network. We had dinner with him, and we walked in, sat down. I looked at him. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You look great." And it wasn't because he was the owner for Genesis Communication Network. Of course, that's not who we are. We're not diplomatic here.
No.
We're hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't funning.
Right.
And I looked at him and said, "You look great." He said, "I've been using something called Youngevity." And I thought, okay, here we go again, right? I could not deny the fact that the guy looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time I seen him, he was a little chunkier. He looked healthy. He looked colorful. Everything was there. And
trimmed
I'm sitting
up.
There. Yeah, Jake, before
up.
God. And I'm sucking on a Coke with a lime. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe I should get on that plan. Kind of tone up a little bit.
I thought limes help Coke become better for you.
That's how you justify drinking pop is put something in there.
Hey, there's a fruit in here.
It's like the guy that goes to the restaurant, Dairy Queen namely, orders three cheeseburgers, a double fries, and a chocolate malt, and then he orders a Diet Coke.
That's right.
He's just trying to justify himself. That's why I use the lime.
Give me the Diet Coke.
So I did. But in saying that, after I left there, I said, Ted, I called him up. I said, Ted, whatever you're on right now, I need to use that. I need to try it. And I've been on it for 3 weeks. I've already lost 8 pounds. And by the way, I'm not looking to just lose weight. I'm 6'5". I'm not fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I could use a little weight loss. And in the process of that, I want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Bradley, you're going to have to try this stuff. So 8 pounds later, I feel better. I called up Ted and I said, I need to let everybody know about this kind of stuff. So that's where we're at today. So that's why we brought Brandy on.
Miss Brandy, who helps run our Sons of Liberty Team.com, the website. Sons of Liberty Team. We have now picked up Youngevity, and this product is working. We have a number of people in our ministry actually using it, including myself. And I do have the energy. I've never had many issues with health or anything like that, but I want to sustain that. I'm in my 30s now. I've got 4 kids, and I want that Youngevity, that longevity. Look at that word. Brandy, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me.
So you came to us. Now, Ted had put us in touch with you. Again, Ted, the guy who runs GCN, Genesis Communication Network, when we came in and saw him, this guy looked like $1 million. And so we wanted to know the secret to this. Now, I know the secret to wealth, for instance, is really just diligence and hard work. But nowadays, with the way that our food is no longer food, it's a bunch of chemicals. Mm-hmm. And the things that we drink and put on our bodies and what we're denied now. From what I understand, when we had Dr. Wallach on our program, Brandy, is that animals get more nutrition in their food than humans do. Can you expound on that?
Absolutely. Do a sample for yourself. Go to the baby department and pick up a can of Enfamil and walk over to the dog food and the cat food, and you will see that a baby is going to get about 20% of their recommended daily allowance, and a dog and a cat food is going to get 100%.
Unbelievable.
Shame.
I think that shows the heart of America, too. But this is serious stuff, because what we put in our kids is what they're going to grow up to. And you as parents, those kids want to see you when you get older. Listen, we don't want to be dependent upon Obamacare. Prevention is better than cure. That is the gospel message. That's the Sons of Liberty message. And it has everything to do with your health as well. How did you run into Youngevity? How did you get involved, Brandy?
Well, my son had been suffering with asthma for 7 years, and he had been on 5 prescriptions for 7 years. I have a very good friend that's a pharmacist and had been a pharmacist for well over 25 years, and he said if the doctors ever wanted to add one more prescription for Shiloh, not to let them, because anything over 5 prescriptions, you better bet one is counteracting the other.
Gotcha.
And so when they decided to add the 6th prescription, I decided we weren't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to seek out, and that's how I found a girlfriend at school that was using the Youngevity products. And we got my son on the Youngevity products, and within 3 months, after 7 years of battling asthma, 2 breathing machines, one at home, one at school, he was completely asthma-free.
No more prescriptions?
No more.
He's just using this product, this Youngevity product that you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Now, explain Youngevity, because it's more than just one product. There's a multitude of products. And, folks, we have a website set up specifically for this. Many of you donate to our ministry because we're a 501c3 and keep us on the airwaves. This is another way to support us and increase your health. We have a website. It's a dedicated website. It's called sonsoflibertyteam.com. That's Sons of Liberty Team, TEAM.com. There's also an 800 number, 855-301-TEAM, 855-301-TEAM, where you can call to get introduced to some of these products. But can you give me some examples, Brandy, and tell me why you stand so strongly next to your testimony of your son? I mean, that's good enough in and of itself, but give us some examples of the products.
Absolutely. When I first joined Youngevity, I'm only 5'2", and I was weighing in about 157 pounds. I started on a product called Rebound, and it's just a little boost of energy. I'm a very high-energy person. And the Rebound, within about 4 weeks, I had lost 37 pounds, and that really caught my attention, as well as the energy that I got from the Rebound was wonderful. I did not have the crash and burn, like if you have a Coke and a candy bar at 3 o'clock and you're ready to take a nap at 4. It was a nice, even flow of energy, and I really, really like the Rebound product.
So you started with Rebound. Now, I take what's called the, I'm forgetting the name of it, the Tangy Tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I take, because that gives me all my vitamins and all of my minerals. A lot of people take vitamins, they don't realize about the minerals.
Right.
And minerals are so important for your body, folks. So kind of explain the Tangy Tangerine. That, to me, seems to be the base of the pyramid. You need to start with getting that and move on to other products like the Rebound and any others that you want to bring up.
Absolutely. And we didn't have the Beyond Tangy Tangerine back 8 years ago when I first joined. We had the Ultimate Classic. And, of course, everybody needs the hub. The core of Dr. Wallach's message is the 90 for life. The 90 essential nutrients consist of 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids. And, of course, the 2 to 3 fatty acids in our essential fatty acids. But what Dr. Wallach did when he created the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, he put together a wonderful vitamin and mineral complex in a powder. It took us over 5 years to design this product. And not only does it have all those wonderful things in it, but it has 115 fruits and vegetables in every 2 scoops. And when someone says to me, well, Brandy, $48.50, that's a little high for vitamins. I say, well, let me ask you this. If you can go to a grocery store and buy 115 fruits and vegetables a day, that's about 3,000 fruits and vegetables for the month. If you can get that for $48.50, take me to that grocery store.
Wow. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go to that grocery store, and it's called Youngevity. Folks, the website is sonsoflibertyteam.com. All the proceeds, too, that you buy your vitamins for, a lot of the proceeds go to help our ministry stay on the air here. So it's a twofold thing. Another thing, too, Brandy, a lot of people say, well, I feel just fine. You know, I'm not so bad. If I need to wake up, I drink a coffee. And they're in their 30s. And this is the way that I feel about it. I don't have health issues now, and I never have. But if I continue to feed my body what's bad, by the time I hit about 45, 50 and I get to that hill area in my life, I'm going to start feeling my lack of nutrition for the past decade or two. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely, hon. Yes, sir. You know, it goes back to the book of Genesis for me. You know, I started reading the Bible, and I've read it, you know, several times throughout my adulthood and, you know, part of my childhood. However, whenever I went out to visit the mineral mines, it really gave me a different perspective. I don't feel like the good Lord reached down and picked up any pharmaceuticals. He didn't pick up a handful of coffee beans. He picked up some good old dirt, some good old-fashioned vitamins and minerals, soil. And I just believe that that's what we were created out of. And if we'll put the right raw material back, you will not have arthritis, diabetes, blood sugar issues, all the things that began to plague us in our 40s. You will not have those if you take your 90 essential nutrients each and every day.
And this is one of the products, again, with Youngevity. We have with us Brandy today. SonsOfLibertyTeam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 8326. 855-301-TEAM. Call, get started, get a sample packet, talk to the operators about this product. Is it right for you? Now, there's a second thing to this, too. Many of you are mothers out there. You watch the kids at home. Maybe you homeschool. You don't have time to work and keep your house because you've got so many responsibilities. Can you make money once you love this product? Can you start to sell this and build your own business?
Absolutely. That's a phenomenal question. Thank you so much for asking. You know, I started off with Youngevity this December will be 8 years ago, and I came for the product and the product knowledge, and I stayed for the opportunity. For 7 years, I was a managing associate, and I've hooked up with Ted and Nasima Anderson, and been very blessed to be a part of their organization and as well as the Sons of Liberty team. And I can tell you for the last 8 months, my ranks have gone up. I am making about 4 times the amount of money that I was making, and you can definitely make money right from your own home.
And this is all with a product that you can believe in. And, folks, we don't just get anybody on the show to talk about these things. These are real results that we have seen. This isn't somebody coming saying, can we pay to advertise on your show? This is stuff that we all take personally, and we stand by this product. And it's something you need to think about because long-term thinking is how we got established in America. When our founders gave us this country, it was long-term thinking. Now you have morphine thinking. We have when's the next fix. That's what's going on in America, and it has everything to do with how we eat. It has everything to do with how we vote. It has everything to do with how we educate. It just permeates our society. So please, folks, check into sonsoflibertyteam.com. Look into this product, Youngevity. Thank you so much for being with us, Brandy. And who knows, maybe this will be a start to even a new career for you in your home and a way for you to be able to make a living and promote liberty. Again, sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Brandy.
Okay, next time we'll bring Dr. Wallach.
Definitely. Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and give it a ring. Call the leader of the Westboro Baptist Church. Want to know why they're using the slogan, God hates fags, when God is angry with the wicked every day? Want to ask them the question, where's the redemption in their message when Christ came to save sinners from their sin? Oh, not going to fly today. You know what? We need to get them on the radio. See, folks, the reason we're calling these people live on the radio is because there's no other way to just pull them out. You just have to confront them.
Yep.
Catch them. Sooner or later, we're going to just catch them. Mm-hmm. That almost sounded like a catch-up joke.
You can run, but you can't hide, right?
I'm just in this. Hey, let me ask you a question, Jake.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the modern-day conservatives who capitulate, they turn in the day of battle? What do you call them? Cowards.
Ah! I knew it was something to do with cow.
Cowards.
Yep.
Cowards. Cowards. Totally. Man. You know, one of the things I wanted to do today was hit the communist goals of 1958. Mm-hmm. I also want to step into your conversation that you just had with Brandy.
Yeah.
As you said, Jake, because I came back into the studio when you were at the end of sharing with the people on Youngevity, mm-hmm. I would never in a million years, had I knew it was true,
mm-hmm.
I would never, ever, just like you said,
yeah.
We wouldn't just put this on the radio because it's a good idea or it wasn't tested, tried, and proven.
Yep.
And it totally is. And I'm about three quarters into this, but I look at myself and, man, you know, I used to think that, you know, I look like kind of a Not a fat Elvis Presley or a chubby Elvis Presley. What's lower than chubby? I mean, I'm not trying to be cowish about this.
Plump?
That's the pot calling the kettle black. Okay, thank you.
Stocky.
Did you hear that? Did the listeners hear you, Carrie? The VP.
Stocky is the nice word for boys, and pleasantly plump is for girls.
Okay. Wow.
Stocky.
All right, I like that. Stocky. Okay, so I went from being stocky, stock, cattle.
My
thoughts are just leading right back to those cows.
To those cows.
Moo, moo. And back to longevity, and this is my point, was that I would never in a million years try to throw something out there to the American people if I didn't know it was tried and true. And by the way, it's the way they can get healthy, and instead of paying for medication, they can pay for vitamins. And
that's pretty amazing how she said go to a grocery and get hundreds of vegetables and fruits and only spend $48 for it. Because people say, oh, it's so expensive. It's only $1 to buy a candy bar, and it's only $1 at McDonald's to get a supersized Coke. That's cheap.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I'll get my energy.
And then how long does it take you to get off that cheap, large Coke from McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
Long time, doesn't it? It's a good thing I'm stocky and not pleasantly plump.
That's right.
I'm big boned.
That's right. Big boned.
So the point was, instead of looking like a chubby Elvis,
eat vitamins for those big bones.
I'm looking like a big boned Elvis.
That's right.
Is that right, VP?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. It's coming on me again, Jake.
All right, here we go. We just need to go with it then.
What does a cow clean her kitchen with? A moop and glow. A mop, moop.
I get it.
And glow. Okay. I'm trying to contain my... Here. What does a cow get paid for when laboring? Mooney.
Oh.
Money. Money. Mooney.
Mooney.
Mooney. Mooney. Mooney. Mooney. Okay. Okay, well, one more, and I promise, and you can read your letter. What kind of car does a rich cow drive? This is true because I can go outside right now and I got a whole herd of them. Yeah. All of them hanging out. And a couple of them drove their cars. You know what kind of their cars are? What kind of car does a rich cow drive? Ready for this? A Cadillac.
I like it.
Cadillac, guys. Did you get that? Cadillac.
Like a cow's a cattle. I get it.
You guys are looking at me like I'm done here or something.
Looking at you like cows looking at a new gate.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cows looking at a new gate. Just got this letter sent to us today, folks. He was more than a doer. He was more than a hearer. He was a doer.
You got it.
He sent a check in because we desperately need the help. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go to the young people in the Church of America goes to the kids. You heard me right. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the youth in church, friends, go to the youth.
Mm-hmm. If you don't invest into that generation, guess what?
They're going to curse you. This kid... Mm-hmm. I don't know how old he is. He didn't say, but he sent a check in for $50 and said, I wish I could do more to help you guys do what you're doing. It's about time.
Yep.
And we're sitting there saying, about time. We've been doing this for 12 years.
That's right. We just need to find you. And folks, those of you that support this ministry, this is to your credit as well, because you're helping us sustain financially. We're a 501c3. We need donations to keep it going. This doesn't run off of just merely the praying and the action. It comes with your participation and your donations that you give to this ministry. So hats off to all of you that support. This is what your feedback is bringing. I recently read an article. It says, Dear Mr. Dean, I recently read an article online about your ministry, and I was totally blown away. I'm so thankful to find out about a ministry for young people led by someone like you who is willing to boldly speak out against abortion and homosexuality. And then when I listen to some Junkyard Prophet music, because we have a band, folks, and that's junkyardprophet.com, you can check it out, I was all the more ecstatic. He said the rapcore and the new metal genre is my absolute favorite. It's the kind of music that he likes. But all of the bands I listen to, even the nominal Christian ones, never take a stand on controversial issues. When I heard about what happened in Iowa, and you all remember that, and we were written up in national press on that issue in Iowa, earlier this year, I read several articles about it and was like, wow, I've been waiting to hear about someone brave enough to stand for Jesus in the midst of this degenerating, chaotic society. You have fully won my admiration and respect and have inspired me to get involved. I've enclosed a check for $50. My only wish is that I could give more. Stand your ground and never back down. May your reward be great, Mr. McGee. And again, we don't
good
know his
him.
Age, but that
and
was
we're totally
in.
Thankful. Yeah,
and folks, those.
He's, I wonder if he's a school student still.
Possibly.
What's a cow's favorite school subject? Here it is again. Calculus. Calculus. Get it? Calculus.
This is too much.
Okay, too much. But back to the point.
Yeah, back to the point. Folks, your donations help get responses just like this. And it's, again, it's not just to our credit. It's to God's glory ultimately, but we all have a part to play. And I encourage you again to donate.
Oh, we could knock it out of the park, folks.
Radio.com.
Remember again, Obama's aiming for the 18 to 31 years old.
He's going for
it. And keep in mind, 68% of them 18 to 31 year old demographics, those are the ones that are voting for him.
Yep.
And the conservatives hadn't caught on to this yet. We need the help. We need the help. We need the help. We're also booking, by the way, right now.
That's
if you'd
right.
like to be a part of that, and you'd like to book us to come to your school, to your college, whatever the
tea
case might be.
Tea party group.
Tea party.
Yep.
And you can go ahead and give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-237-0747. Thank you. Yeah, I was just thinking because I got caught up in this thought. Go ahead one more time. 1-866-233-0747.
That's right. And folks, we're starting our tour again in September. We're going to be going all over the country. So if you want Bradley to come speak, it doesn't matter what type of group, call us. We'll accommodate as best as we can.
There might be a whole lot of cows running behind us, though.
That's true. We have a cow following.
This event is not for cowards.
But you know, if I consider,
do you think that guy that wrote that just he just sent that letter? And do you think his favorite president or his favorite vice president was Walter Mondale?
Maybe he's a Minnesota man.
Walter Mondale, get it?
I totally.
Okay.
Last time we
this is I need to.
You know, this is a good point too, though, folks, because I consider this. Let's just say 5 years ago, we would have had the financial capability that we have today, and the message would have been far-reaching. We might have reached this young man 5 years ago, and how many countless other youth we may have reached. Many people in your own families, folks, that are listening right now, need to be reached. Well, there's only one way to get them reached. That's through our efforts, through our labors, through our prayers, by the grace of God, and through your financial support, folks. There's nothing magical about this formula. You've got to support. You've got to sow into that generation. Again, I encourage you to do it. If any of you are interested in the Youngevity product, that's another way where all the proceeds that go when you buy on sonsoflibertyteam.com, buy your vitamins there, those proceeds go to help our organization.
Hey, folks, it's time to be a part of the herd. Did you get that? It's time to be a part.
And be heard.
Whoa. This is just.
Become a son or daughter of liberty.
I am just consumed, and I'm inundating my listeners with cowish gibberish.
Yes.
Wow. But you know what? It is time for all of our listeners to be a part of the herd.
That's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. And, again, be a part of the herd.
Yep, and there's different levels, too, on that Sons of Liberty program that we've just started. So when you go there, go to the Donate Now button on the website, and we can get you involved in the Sons of Liberty on a variety of different levels.
And we promise with that there's no bull involved.
That's right.
Yeah?
No horse
no bulls.
No, I can't say cow.
Probably. Yeah. Well, we don't want to say that either because that's kind of gross.
These are our new supporters, folks.
Stinky.
Let's hear them. Come on.
Yeah, it really comes down to stinky.
Stinkiness.
I think we got some ground covered. Folks, tomorrow, as promised, communist goals of 1958 that I was to talk about today got pushed back because I wanted to get that out there for you.
We
have Sheriff.
Sheriff Mack. All of you may have known Sheriff Mack. He was successful in bringing a case to the Supreme Court to down the Brady Bill, and where he was the sheriff down in Arizona. It's also endorsed by the sheriff. Sheriff Joe as well.
Oh,
and he's going to be an exciting guest.
Arpaio.
That's right.
Arpaio.
These guys are taking it to him,
folks.
Hey, dude.
There's no
Sons
bull.
Of Liberty.
There's no bull
no
about
bull
the Sons
there.
Of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you folks by what we do. 1 John 3:18. I'm glad it was kind of a lighter day today. Yeah.
Light days are good.
Yeah. I better get out there and
watch up.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.